Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Biden administration has announced new regulations around handling sexual misconduct cases on campus. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
Under the new rules, in-person, court-like proceedings on sexual misconduct, including cross-examination of alleged victims, are no longer required. And while regulations created under the Trump administration narrowed what counts as sexual harassment, the Biden regs loosen that back up. They also extend Title IX to cover pregnant, gay, and trans students. Catherine Lehman is Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights.
Title IX requires more. And these final regulations provide it.
Critics say the new rules violate the due process rights of the accused, and Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox said it, quote, dumps kerosene on an already raging fire related to transgender students' rights. But an even more contentious issue remains to be addressed, that is, whether schools can ban transgender athletes. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
There are officially enough jurors for the first ever criminal trial against a sitting former U.S. president. Donald Trump sat in court for 4 days as jurors answered questions about their ability to judge him fairly. NPR's Jimena Bustillo has more.
12 jurors and 6 alternates were selected out of about 300 potential jurors. The jurors come from all over Manhattan and will be deciding whether or not to unanimously convict the former president of 34 felony counts related to payments made to an adult film star. All have vowed that they can be fair and impartial, despite their differing opinions on Trump. Opening statements are set to begin on Monday, and the trial is expected to last 6 weeks.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo reporting. New York police say a man doused himself, meanwhile, with a flammable liquid and set himself on fire in a park near the courthouse where the Trump trial was taking place. Police say the man from Florida is hospitalized in critical condition. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney says the man threw pamphlets in the air before setting himself on fire.
The pamphlets seem to be propaganda-based, almost like a conspiracy theory type of pamphlet. Some information in regards to Ponzi schemes. And the fact that some of our local educational institutes are fronts for the mob. So a little bit of a conspiracy theory going on here.
3 officers were slightly injured, helping extinguish the flames. World leaders of the Group of Seven meeting in Italy are calling on Israel and Iran to avoid escalating tensions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
You saw as well, or you'll see soon in the G7 statement, a commitment to hold Iran to account for its destabilizing activities, holding it to account by degrading its missile and drone capabilities. And yesterday, the United States announced additional sanctions on Iran.
This after Israel launched missiles into Iran early today after Tehran's attack on Israel last weekend. This is NPR News. In Tennessee, voting ended this hour for VW workers deciding on whether to join the union. It's a test of the United Auto Workers' plan to expand its ranks. A union victory could build on momentum for membership across the South, as Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Making the case against the union, 6 Southern governors. They came together to send workers a warning that unionizing could cost the South jobs. The region has attracted hundreds of thousands of auto jobs, in large part because there are fewer unions here. The United Auto Workers pitch? Just look at our recent track record. Last fall, the union went on strike and won record contracts from the big 3 American car makers, Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors. And Southern auto workers often don't make as much as their Northern unionized counterparts. Ballots will be counted later tonight and will be closely watched, including by Mercedes workers in Alabama. They have their own union election coming up in mid-May. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
March was the 10th month in a row of record-breaking global temperatures. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the average temperatures were hotter than any previous March going back to 1850. And scientists say the previous 9 months set similar records. The cyclical climate phenomenon known as El Niño is partly to blame. Heat records are often set during El Niño conditions when the water in the equatorial Pacific is warmer, driving up those temperatures around the world. The current El Niño cycle is waning and is expected to end in the coming weeks. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.